You talked about the difference in language between identifying as a survivor and someone who is surviving. Can you talk about that a little bit?
I think that survivor is obviously like what happened to me, but surviving is the aftermath. And I think that surviving really takes like what happened to me and how I coped with it. And even to now, like, when I tell my story, I still get emotional. I still feel it, maybe a little less because of the way that I'm telling it, but I'm still surviving through that process. And it's never ending. And I really want people to know that language because I feel like once people call themselves survivor, they think that like that's it, right? That's the end game. But it's like, no, like there is things that happen to you after that intense thing has happened to you. So I really, really love that language.
And so one of the things that we heard in your story, but also in a lot of what other folks in the audience shared, was that trauma can sometimes be generational. So it's something that you hold, but then also, you know, you have this fear around telling your mother, for instance, and you could find out that she has had very similar experiences. Can you talk a little bit about generational trauma and how it plays into the healing process?
When I told my story to my mom, she cried and she said that she wanted to protect me as a kid, and that's why she didn't tell me what happened exactly. And I know that she said that because then she started telling me about her abuses as a kid, and her abuses as an adult, and how she wanted me to not go through that, therefore not talking about it. But we had a whole conversation about, no, this needs to be talked about. This is something that can help me not only heal, but understand what happened. And through that, she finally understood, like, oh my God, the way that I can protect my daughter is through talking about these topics. So I think that generation trauma can happen because we don't talk about it, because we feel too shameful about what happened. And in order to move away from that, we have to accept what happened and put pain into action and talk about it with your family.
And then I think kind of another piece of it that you also touched on is that there's some cultural differences in the way that people process trauma just because of what they grow up hearing. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, so I think in my family, because I come from a Latinx home, we don't talk about depression and anxiety and just overall trauma, and that's common because we don't believe in depression or anxiety, or we don't believe in therapy, and we don't believe in these things that can help us, such as medication. And for me, it took a long time to even convince my parents, and it had to happen in the most like horrible way, where I literally ended up in the hospital for them to believe me. And the fact that sometimes in Latinx homes, it takes the fact that you have to be at your worst for them to believe you about like depression or anxiety or your story can feel like you're alone. But having these conversations, not only with your family, but with community in general, can really validate what you're going through. And I really encourage people to tell their story.
What are some of your like DIY low resource ways if you're someone that maybe doesn't have access to counseling? How can you kind of work to start healing that trauma?
I would say definitely writing, documenting your pain, so you can read it to yourself and feel validated that you feel this way. Sometimes when we talk, we say, I think this happened, I think this, I think that. But when you write it on paper, it's like, no, this actually happened. No more thinking, you know, like taking action, documenting either by writing, doing voice notes to hear your pain, just telling somebody, and, you know, hopefully that somebody will be like, this is not normal. Finding ways that you can validate yourself, whether that's through art, whether that's through anger, or whether that's through writing or poetry.
Would you be willing to share the poems that you shared at the beginning of your presentation with me now?
Okay. So There was six of us, devouring the bottle that was passed on, saving our sorrows behind our throats and forgetting how hard life can be. There were six of us, not focused on each other but ourselves, and all we wanted was to have fun, nothing else. There was six of us, washing away our sensation to rationalize, forgetting where we were, forgetting who we were with. I don't know the number, but there was supposed to be six of us. As I walked outside to get some air and as I breathed in, it all became foggy. There was two of us, and as he tried to say it was okay, I kept silent. As I tried to say stop, and he never did, there were three of us. When I noticed someone joining in, took advantage of my poor, breathless lungs. And then there's me, crying, weeping, putting on the only clothing I found, the call I received the next day, thinking it was an apology. It's your fault. I thought you wanted it. There was one of us. With the simple forget about it, it never happened. Won't make me forget. I will always remember. I will always remember you shoved. There was one of us, and that's my memory, not my guilt. And then the second poem is called No Longer Drowning. I've watched myself sink so many times that it was impossible not to learn how to float. I've survived after drowning, in depression, heartaches, anxiety. I've learned how to pick myself up after thinking I'll never be able to be alive again. I've survived after bruises, the abuses. I've grown skin on top of my mother's similar rape stories. I've relived after hospital beds, after pills, and I've overcame more than I give myself credit for. And I'm still here, rising and shining, just knowing how I know my ancestors wanted me to be.
Thank you so much for sharing those with me. Is there anything else you want to add that I haven't asked you about yet?
You're powerful, you're valuable, you're amazing, and it's okay to heal at your own pace.